Drake May with us about an hour ago talking about his relationship with Alex Van Pelt. It's Christian Arcan, Andy Hart, WEEI Afternoons. Phone lines open at 617-779-7937. We've got two open right now if you want to jump on. We'll have odds and ends coming your way here in about 20 minutes. That question and answer I thought was interesting because for all of the crap that we give Alex Van Pelt, it doesn't really matter what we think of him. Nope. It matters what Drake May thinks of him. Drake May seems to like him. I thought that was an honest answer. I remember interviewing Mac about the offensive coaching and him struggling to try and come up with ways to compliment guys like Judge and Patricia and then even O'Brien later on and sort of, you know, the Zappy and all that. And
yep.
Like, I remember there not being a very good relationship there. And maybe he's just better at BSing it. It's a first game. And here we are, you know, sort of talking about my first game where I played pretty well. By, you know, rookie standards, I would say. And maybe it's just the honeymoon period as far as that's concerned. But I don't think so.
I don't think
I think there's something more to it there. I think that's legitimate. Yeah.
That was a just a natural reaction, I thought. Now, I disagree with the way you set it up. The only person who matters is him? Contraire, mon frère.
Mm-hmm.
I actually think that's where you go down roads of problems with guys that grow sometimes too tight to their offensive coordinator play caller, who maybe isn't doing a great job, and then the head coach organization has to say, we don't want that guy, and the quarterback flips. Aaron Rodgers would come to example
Rodgers
many times.
Hackett? Yeah, sure. Over,
but even before then,
before
there was
that.
A quarterback's coach in Green Bay that he flipped out because they moved on from him, and they like didn't talk to him first. So I agree. If it works, and it's the production matters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think he likes him. I think that was genuine. I think he likes and respects what the experiences he's had and what he brings to the table. If they don't start scoring more points, being more effective, production on the field, and he still likes him, that can actually create a divide because maybe he's like, I don't want a new coach. I like this coach.
Right.
And the organization's like, yeah, but that coach is not getting us to where we need to be as a team and an offense. So, but I think it's a good start. It's better for him to like him now and now hopefully Alex Van Pelt because I didn't think he did all that much that looked Drake May specific. I didn't really think there were designed runs. I didn't really think there were, you know, did he keep at all on any of sort of the zone reads? Like his runs were sort of the scrambled runs.
I don't think there was one single designed run or
right.
even RPO.
That's
that
what
he
I mean.
Was in there for,
so
yeah.
I'm looking for more of that because he also perked up Drake May when you said like about the running part. He's like,
right.
Yeah, that's part of my game. Like he wants to run.
Definitely.
You know, there are quarterbacks
and he did
who
run,
don't.
But it wasn't on, you know.
No. But he
running for his life.
Again,
time, yeah.
Energy is telling, and when guys immediately perk up like that,
mm-hmm.
he wants running and his legs to be part of his game, and I think that's on Alex Van Pelt to scheme that up amongst all the other things in the offense and the game and the different things I want to see moving forward. So it'll be interesting to see how that role develops, and the opportunity it's a lesser defense this week and a lesser offense. They
right.
might. Not have to score as many points to win, and they might find the challenge a little easier on the defensive side of the ball. And so we'll see. Now, we could be having the opposite conversation. Well, not opposite for you, but opposite for me.
Right.
He could go lay an egg against the Jags. He could throw three picks and a fumble and not have the touchdowns and not have the plays and look confused and look like a chicken with its head cut
mm-hmm.
off just running in circles back there.
And I bet after that, maybe we're not getting, oh, yeah, I love Alex Van Pelt and his play calling so much. You know,
right.
Like, yeah.
I bet you would. I bet you'd get that's on me. I didn't show up. I wasn't ready to play. I didn't do a good enough job.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just me being a homer.
Sure. No, that's fine. Remind me again now. May had a new coordinator between freshman and sophomore year in college, right?
Yes.
Like they blew out all the
yes.
A big wide receiver left, a whole new coaching staff.
Yes. Josh, whatever, the mm-hmm. receiver he threw 100 balls to, left.
Right.
A new coordinator. Now, I think Christensen, the veteran guy who was with the Buccaneers in the past, I think
yep.
he was there for both, but he's like a consultant. He's not really the actual guy. But, yeah, he's dealt with that. That was part of the story of the drop-off that scared some people and seemed to, you know, make him more pleasing to the Patriots.
Yeah.
They liked that he dealt with adversity.
I liked that he dealt with adversity, too, but I don't necessarily want to recreate that adversity for him in his pro career if you don't need to and if it's not vital to do so. Like, if Alex Van Pelt ends up being so just dysfunctional and he can't put an offense together and it's really not working with May and his numbers start to drop off and he starts to look like a all that stuff, you know, like if that happens, you got to make a move. But if May has a good rookie year, I don't necessarily think that you want to have that, because that was a problem with Mac. Right? I mean, McDaniels left and became a head coach, so it was
right.
a different thing altogether, right? But, like, that was an issue.
Well,
the lack of continuity, I think, between one year to another made that a much more difficult situation for the young quarterback.
Plus, you went from the arguably the best offensive coordinator in the league to the worst.
To a defensive coordinator.
Right. Like that's,
and a special teams coach.
Right. So that's a unique situation in a way. But I'm going to say it right now. I have no idea what happens over the next 11 games. I think you have to have that conversation in January. If you're Robert Kraft, Elliot Wolf, Gerard Mayo, and I don't know, that might be it. Sit down and say...
Ben McAdoo, maybe.
If he's staying as a consultant or whatever his role is that everybody seems to be very vague and sort of distant about, you have to say, are we all in on Alex Van Pelt? Because if we're not all in, then we're out. Because I want to make it after year one. I don't want to waste multiple years. I don't want to, you know, more habits, more language, more everything being beaten into May if I'm not sure. It's sort of like, you know, that point where every dating relationship has where, like, are we going down?
What are we? Yeah.
Like, we going down the real serious road?
Yeah.
Or are we probably, we've kind of run its course and it's time to go the other way? I think you're going to have that conversation because I don't envision this offense just being like, wow. Wow, that Alex Van Pelt offense is just impressive. Like the things he did with Drake May. I just, with everything you've talked about, all the other players on the offensive line, their targets, I don't envision that. So I think you need to reinvest your faith in Alex Van Pelt and say, it wasn't great this year, but we believe in you to get us to where we want to be.
Yep.
And guess what? We're going to give you a better line, and we're going to give you better receivers, and then you're going to have that ability. Or you have to say, listen, I know it wasn't all you, but we didn't think you maximized what you had, and we don't think this is going in the right direction, and Brian Daboll's available.
Yeah, and so we're going to go with that. Maybe we'll make Van Pelt the QB coach or something, and we'll keep him on staff if you really like him, but yeah.
2 years in a row, if you – because most fans, I do think, wanted Vrabel. I do think a lot of fans wanted Vrabel, and maybe a majority of fans, and he was available, and you didn't take him, you took Mayo.
Nobody took him.
If next year Daboll is available this winter and you stick with Van Pelt – and then things don't go where you want to, you're going to have to keep hearing about that. Daboll was available. You could have gotten Daboll. Daboll built Josh Allen. Daboll knows what he's doing. Daboll's been here. Daboll. So I think, now this is, I'm digging his grave early in New York.
A little bit, yeah.
Presuming that he's done in New York. But you got to be careful with that if there's a better, an obvious better option available.
Yeah, agreed. 617-779-7937 is your number. Let's go to the phones. We'll start with Stephen Fall River, our good friend Steve. What's up?
How are you guys? Boy, they like Drake May because he could deal with chaos. Boy, that one shocked me a little bit.
Adversity.
That's still unnerving. Very unnerving right there.
Because every quarterback must deal with adversity.
So if I didn't watch the game and I just looked at the stats, I think I could have figured out what kind of game Drake May had. He did better than Jacoby Brissett. He equaled his touchdown passes. He had a couple of, interceptions. Mm-hmm. He had a couple of drops. So he actually could have had more completions instead of 20. He could have had 23 completions. He could have almost had 300 yards. Whatever he had.
Okay.
We can't look at the, us looking at every single pass and talking about every single pass he made in every single game. But I do want to go to what Andy said about his intermediate passes look bad, although he claims that's his better part of his game. Mm. I saw the first touchdown pass. I said to my buddy, I'm sitting there, look at the touch he had on that. It was like guided by wire. Like, wow, he dropped it right in his hands. I'm glad he can make that pass. And if he thinks he can do the intermediate better, I think it's easier to learn the intermediate passing. It'll come to him, the intermediate passing.
Hopefully it does, Steve. Thanks for the call. This is taking way too long for you to get to your point, so I'm going to let you go. But I think that, you know, the short passing game, come on.
I love how frustrated
2 minutes of nothing. I mean, Jesus, come on.
Bravo, Steve,
you know what we do when the start. Like, come on. The end of the show, you got to get to your point a little quicker than that. And I still don't know what the hell his point was. Either way, the intermediate passing game, the short passing game, I thought was the weakest part of his game yesterday.
Yeah.
Short passing game, I thought, needs some work. I mean, listen, that's really what it's about. And this is an offense that doesn't have a ton of, like, deep play, deep threat, big-time playmakers. It just doesn't. You have guys, maybe if you can get down the field and get open, if the line gives you enough time to run that kind of route, fine. But you don't really have those kind of guys. You've got possession receivers, and you're going to have to hit them in the flats and over the middle, and that's something he needs to work on.
You know what I thought was sneaky, his worst maybe rookie play of the day was on the screen pass that wasn't there, and he held on to it, then threw it into the ground. But by that time, one of the offensive linemen was downfield because he's like, it's a screen pass.
Oh, Lowe is down there. Yeah, right. And they called the penalty on him, yeah.
You need to know, as soon as that's not there, and I agree with him, it wasn't there, throw it into the ground. I've seen every quarterback from Peyton Manning to Tom Brady to Patrick Mahomes did it recently, one of the last couple weeks. And that was, to me, a rookie mistake because when you hold on to that, nothing good can happen. Because on a screen pass, they let the pass rushers through.
Right.
So you holding the ball, bad. And on a screen pass, it's supposed to be quick and they get moving downfield.
So they can go block, right.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, there's no way for this to end well if you hold on to the ball, unless you run immediately. Tuck and run. But he wasn't tucking and running. He was still holding the ball like it was a passable piece of bread. And I thought that was his worst play of the game. Probably should have asked him about it. Damn it.
All right. Well, last
if only
week.
We got to talk to him.
Hey, you remember 2 weeks ago, Drake, that screen where you duffed it? Yeah, what was that about?
Don't you think he needs a nickname? I think. Can we do a show this week on Drake May nicknames?
Sure. Yeah, why not? Not off the top of my head,
no. Mayday Drake.
All the ones I can think of are like Drake the Rapper related, and that's not a good subject right now because he just got destroyed this summer by Kendrick Lamar. So that's not someone you want to...
Cakes.
Yeah, Drake's Cakes.
Baking up victories all over New England.
Drake's Cakes sounds like it's objectifying him a little bit, but yeah.
Drake's Cakes are sweet.
That's okay. Let's go to Chris in New Hampshire.
I like his cakes.
All right,
moist.
Okay, stop. Chris in New Hampshire.
I like moist cake.
Jesus.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Thank you, Chris, for stopping Andy.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen them try to go in and get a touchdown at the very end of the game. They were kind of moving down the field. I know it would not have made a difference in the final score, but I would have liked to have seen them kind of put Drake May in a position to try to get another touchdown, you know, work more with the receivers, get a little more continuity with the team. What do you think?
Absolutely. I 100% think they should have gone for it there, maybe even taken a timeout with the clock running down. They went for it on fourth down twice, so clearly they were trying to put a drive together, and then they were just like, hey, you know what, the hell with it. Let's all just go home. And that annoyed me. That was annoying. There was some other things that annoyed me, too, like that face mask that didn't get called on Gibson. That pissed me off. But in general, at the end of the game, They're out there. They're going for it on fourth down. They're throwing the ball. They're putting a drive together. It didn't matter. Of course it didn't matter. But those are reps. Those are reps that matter for Drake May. And that's what I wanted to see. I wanted to see him go out there, take a shot in the end zone. He didn't bite when I asked him about it. He's like, yeah, they put guys back there. And, you know, it's so fine. So throw a short pass. You know, don't hand it off. Don't run into the line. That run game yesterday was pathetic. That run game couldn't do anything. There's no holes, and Antonio Gibson was tap dancing all around. That was as bad of a run game as I've seen the Patriots have in years. So, didn't need to see any more of that.
You said it wouldn't have mattered, but can we kind of use the Gerard Mayo preseason comment? It wouldn't have really counted, but it may have mattered. Right? Like, those reps matter.
The reps matter, yes, right. It
like
didn't matter.
The experience,
you're not
like the count,
game,
whether
yeah,
you
right.
lose by 20 or you lose by 7, whatever, 13, whatever. Yeah. It wouldn't even have changed gamblers. It wouldn't have changed anything because it was already over.
Unless you made some in-game bets.
You weren't cover, right, maybe some of those, but I believe every one of those matter. Like, a screen pass.
Yep.
What if he gets the same screen pass and realizes, oh, yeah, I do need to throw it into the ground immediately? Mm-hmm. Like, every one of those little things, or, oh, when I'm looking to the left, I could get hit really hard from the right, or I don't know what exactly the play, how it would have unfolded.
But it's experience.
It's experience. Yeah. Every one of those, even if it's shotgun and a bad snap, how do I react to the bad snap? How do I react to this? Like, it's a choose-your-own-adventure that I don't know where it's going to go, but it would be logging like information, like he's the ultimate AI, and he's logging background information so he can make a better decision down the road and be a learning computer. So I agree with that. And they've done some of those weird things. Like we asked the question, San Francisco, why didn't he play? Like garbage time. So 1 week's garbage time, he plays. The next week, garbage time, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Some of these I do wonder, is it Gerard Mayo imparting something? Like, did he want him in New York, then for whatever reason didn't want him in San Francisco, and then yesterday, as like a defensive player, does he say, no, this is garbage time. That's BS if we try to score here. I don't know. He's an old middle linebacker. Maybe he would look at that differently. I have no idea.
Yeah, and, you know, the Houston Texans, I mean, they're up by 20 points. They're probably not going to get too offended by it, so I don't really see
you
what
never
the,
know, though.
The
it's
harm
it's
would
one
be.
Middle linebacker
and even
coach
if they do,
another.
Who gives a – I mean, you know, like, what, do we got to worry about the Texans' feelings here? This is the rookie quarterback. It's his first game.
That's
let him
all
get
I'm
some
worried
reps.
About.
Chris is in Connecticut. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris dropped off.
Chris dropped off. How about Paul and Quincy? Go ahead, Paul.
Paul.
Hey, gentlemen, how are you? One of the things that I was very impressed with yesterday was his resiliency. He threw two interceptions in his first game. A lot of times a quarterback will dwell on that. It didn't seem to bother him. He went out. He drove the team down the field. I was optimistic with what I saw. You know, fans who expected him to go out and throw for 350 yards and four touchdowns are delusional. Give the kid a chance. I think he's good. He's going to make his mistakes. But I liked his mental toughness yesterday. I thought it was impressive.
All right.
So did he.
Yeah,
he right? That's what he said he liked, you know, best about what he did yesterday. And even, it sounds stupid, but even immediately on the pick, he grabs his head, but then realizes, oh, shoot, I probably got to get in on the tackle here, and got in on the tackle.
He made
the tackle. So that's another experience, a little bit of value. I don't know if that ever comes up again, but maybe next time he doesn't waste the time putting his hands on his head. Maybe he just takes an extra step, and maybe that's the difference, stopping some fast corner running down the field with the ball.
Yeah, maybe. 617-779-7937. There's your phone number. Quick break. We'll be right back to wrap things up with Odds and Ends.